Hi, this is Dave Kale, and today we're talking about business. Here's a question I was recently asked. Is there one business model that you would recommend to a budding entrepreneur? And I reflected on that. Let me repeat that. Is there one business model that you would recommend to a budding entrepreneur? And as I reflected on that, I really thought back over the past 25 years, and I answered this way, no. I've worked with over 500 businesses, personally and contractually. And in addition to that, I work with thousands of others through my seminars and webcasts and things like that. Is there one business model that stands head and shoulders above the others? No. There were lots, in the pack of people that I've worked with, there were lots of different business models. What I've seen is that the model is less important than the implementation and the character on the part of the company's leadership. Now, let me explain. It is, of course, possible to have a flawed business model. But honestly, I've only seen one or two of those who, no matter what the leadership does, the business is not going to survive. You know, it's because it's just a bad idea. There are bad ideas out there that are not going to turn into successful businesses, no matter how good the people are, because it's a bad idea. Those are usually the result of people who are passionate about a product or idea. And unfortunately, that passion displays common sense. And they ride that idea until it's siphoned their resources and depleted their energy. Now, the world is not full of bad business models. On the other hand, it is crammed with models that can and do succeed, providing the leadership is effective. The path toward success is rarely formed by the business model. Far more important are the skills and characters of the leadership. Drop a highly skilled, high-character entrepreneur into any model in any market and watch as he or she leads that company to growth, prosperity, and market leadership. That's something I've seen over and over again. Now, here's a case in point. You know, in 2008, we had a significant economic downturn, and that downturn wiped out about 60% of the companies who distributed building materials and supplies to the residential home building industry. As you recall, that industry went away for a few years, and the damage up and down the supply chain was extraordinary. Now, as a sales trainer and consultant, I had a number of clients in that industry. Most of those are not around anymore. A few have survived and prospered, even in an industry that was free-falling. Some companies found their way through the chaos and emerged whole and functioning on the other side. Now, while I can't make any observations about those who failed, I have observed that those who survived were almost always led by high character, well-motivated, highly skilled executives and owners. Now, even in the economy today, I find companies in highly competitive, mature industries who, in spite of lots of competition and a flat market, find a way to outperform their rivals, grow more rapidly, and continually take market share. You will find them in almost every industry. They are, however, the exception, not the rule. They are the exception because they realize a fundamental truth about business success. And that fundamental truth and the ultimate path for business success is far more about improving yourself than it is about finding the right product, market, or model. If I had another crack at my budding entrepreneur, the one who asked that question, I'd take him off to the side and counsel him this way. Business always involves money, people, and systems. Learn all you can about each. Consciously build your character. Find a high purpose for your business. Build in qualities of character. The list of qualities can go on and on. And I'm going to do a series following this about the 7 qualities I think are most appropriate, most important for a business leader. But begin to develop qualities of character in your character. One starting point is the Bible. I mean, here's what the Bible has to say, quote, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly love and brotherly kindness. If you possess these qualities in increasing measures, they'll keep you from being ineffective and unproductive. That's 2 Peter 1, 5 through 7. Alas, that's not the answer my budding entrepreneur would want. He was looking for an easy option, you know, a simple formula that would enhance his chances of success. You know, can't he just Google it on his cell phone? No. The real answer is a much more difficult path. That's it. Bye-bye.